4. The Magician's Progress. We have now concluded our examination of the general principles of sympathetic magic. The examples by which I have illustrated them have been drawn, for the most part, from what may be called private magic, that is, from magical rites and incantations practiced for the benefit or the injury of individuals. But in savage society there is commonly to be found, in addition, what we may call public magic, that is, sorcery practiced for the benefit of the whole community. Wherever ceremonies of this sort are observed for the common good, it is obvious that the magician ceases to be merely a private practitioner and becomes, to some extent, a public functionary. The development of such a class of functionaries is of great importance for the political as well as the religious evolution of society. For when the welfare of the tribe is supposed to depend on the performance of these magical rites, the magician rises into a position of much influence and repute, and may readily acquire the rank and authority of a chief or king.